Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. In studio with me is Riley County Appraiser Greg McHenry. I'm Brady Bowman. We were talking about dark store theory and kind of how to set up. It's getting clearer. And I think the more we go over it, the clearer it kind of gets. But we talked a lot about what we're talking about as far as mainly your big box stores who are appealing property valuations by counties and by county appraisers, and basically trying to get the state to look at them and the county to look at them as if they're an empty store at the end of their retail life rather than as they are right now, and significantly wanting a tax reduction on their property taxes. And you're talking almost, in some cases, by half, if not by more.
That's correct. You nailed it. That's absolutely right. And I'll give you an example that I've used in some of our presentations about this topic in the past. We had a property that was fit that category, $9.6 million value. They came in, coincidentally, at a proposed value of exactly 50% of that. And, you know, the difference in property taxes that we would be talking about were about $174,000 for one property. You know, and that's significant. It's significant for several reasons. One is, from my world, it's a shift. It's a property tax shift because we're creating a class of people who appeal these kinds of properties, and if they're successful, end up with a value that's significantly less than our constitutional mandated market value at the expense of all of our other property owners. So that's the part that really concerns appraisers because, you know, we're only here for fairness and equity. We're not setting the levels of taxation, but our job is to make sure there's fairness and equity in the formula. And that erodes that formula pretty quickly, especially when those same people then the next year will appeal the same property all over again at another 50 or 40% reduction. You know, their argument ends up really not being about market value. It ends up being about property taxes. And the tax reps who do these cases are paid based on their savings to their client. They don't charge a fee up front, but they get 50% of whatever those property tax savings are typically. So that's a pretty good check to bring home winning a case like that, and a huge property tax shift to all of our other property owners at the same time.
And when these values are under appeal, that means the county can't collect while these are under appeal. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. Typically what happens is a tax rep will appeal, say, a 2016 value and kind of stall for 9 months or a year or so until there's another valuation that's coming up for appeal at the informal level, and they'll try to bundle two appeals together at the same time at Board of Tax Appeals. And that really puts the county under leverage because if the county were to lose, or even if they were to settle, they're going to have to refund monies that have already been paid, in this case the 2016 tax year, at plus interest, and potentially do that for 2 years then. That's kind of a strategy of the tax reps. And unfortunately, there's not been any movement through BODA leadership to kind of stop that and put some rules into place that would say, no, we're going to set a date, we're going to hold the appeal, and we're going to get this done.
Brady Bowman here with Riley County Appraiser Greg McHenry, talking dark store issues in theory. And if you have any questions, comments, 785-537-1350 is the number to call. And again, I just want to reiterate kind of what you just said a second ago, is that when it comes to anybody that's listening out there right now and they're thinking, okay, like, well, cool, but how does this affect me? And I think when you talked about that tax shift, that's where it's key, because the folks making these sort of appeals and trying to take advantage of this dark store theory are usually your, you know, multi-million dollar big box stores and big chunks of change when it comes to the county's general fund in a lot of ways. And if you're not getting that money coming in, whether it's because of appeal or because they won and are paying 50% less than other people under the same system, well, the county has to come up with that lost revenue somewhere. And from counties, most the only ways to do that is raising property taxes for everybody else.
Really, county, city, and school district, right. You know, of our local levies, and this is probably typical historically for most cities, and counties. You know, our local mill levy, the schools portion, if you include the state part of that school finance formula, is about 48% or so of that total mill levy. And the city and the county then pretty much equally split the remainder of the mill levy. So it really affects those three local units of government in terms of revenue. And as you pointed out, you know, if in this case, $174,000 reduction means that everyone who owns a home, a farm, a ranch, a small business is picking up proportionally a share of that $174,000, even if school district, city, and county are able to somehow keep the mill levy the same or keep their spending level the same, there's still a shift. And that's for one property. You know, we've got, four or five now under appeal in Riley County alone. I know Pottawatomie County has at least a couple there as well that are big boxes. And in on the Riley County side, we're talking somewhere between about $700,000 and $750,000 potentially if the tax reps were to get what they're asking for in a reduction in value. And that's significant. You know, then you're starting, you can start equating that to mill levies. How many mills would that be? You know, and when you talk how many mills that would be, how many dollars would that shift to your home property taxes, my home property taxes, et cetera?
And that, and again, that's where the devil's in the details. It's on that sort of aspect of it, because again, this is not a thing that really that's designed for like small businesses to take advantage of or anything like that. It's designed for big box stores that aren't hurting for money to take advantage of.
You know, it's starting with big box. We're already seeing some movement by the tax reps to expand that into fast food franchises, label restaurants, you know, other properties as well. And as one of our local legislators correctly pointed out, what would be to stop a tax rep from using that on all properties eventually? And, you know, the real problem with that is you really expand the amount of inequities in the property tax formula, which is precisely why we all voted for reappraisal back in the mid-80s. You know, we were at a point in time there where there were lots of inequities among properties, that even similar properties. And the system we've had in place since 1989 was really designed to make sure that those inequities weren't there and that everyone is held to the same standard. The more this type of argument's used successfully in property valuation appeals, the more we, you know, quickly erode that fairness and equity that's been designed in the system that we have now.
Riley County Appraiser Greg McHenry in studio with me again, 75-537-1350. If you want to get involved in the conversation, we have about 5 minutes left in the program. And Greg, I want to go back to something you mentioned about mill levies, right? This is budget season for a lot of local governments, so everybody starts hearing about mill levy levels and all that. Let's just kind of go back to the basics for people who maybe don't understand to hear about mill levies, but they're like, what exactly is a mill levy?
The simple answer is it's a fractional assessment. So when our office completes all the valuations in the spring, we mail those notices out typically here in mid-February. We hold informal appeals, which are a great way for us to make sure we're accurate. You know, that's a property owner's opportunity to come into our office and let us know why they might disagree with our value, and if that's our opportunity to correct the value if it's not right. When we're all done with that, we certify those values to the county clerk's office. The county clerk's office then plugs in all the statewide assessment rates. When I say assessment rate, we have classification in Kansas, part of the reappraisal statutes, that mean that a residential property is assessed at 11.5%, commercial property 25% as an example. And once they create those assessed values, then they provide all of those total assessed values to school district, city, and county for them to start working on their budgets. So those entities get their budget requests, and they have to figure out, you know, what part of that requested budget they're likely going to fund or be able to fund given the total assessed value that they have to work with. And so that kind of determines then what those mill levies are.
We do have another phone call. Go ahead, caller, you're on In Focus.
Yeah, I just want to know these stores, like Menards, they were trying to get a cheaper rate. Is that correct on the property tax? Is that right?
They're trying to get a reduction in value, so their property tax load would be less, yeah.
Okay, well, they're a little different. These big stores like this are a little different than normal property, are they not? Because they collect a hell of a lot of sales tax.
They do, and you know, we value those properties, though, using the same three approaches to value that we would for any commercial property or even potentially a residential property. We're looking at the cost approach, the income approach, and the sales comparison approach. So we use the same approaches, and we're looking, in our case, for properties like that beyond Riley County's borders. We don't have a lot of sales of Menards, you know, or of other Home Depots. So we're looking at sales of those types of properties in communities that are similar to ours, and that's what we use to kind of establish a sales comparison and an income approach based on the lease. That's where we get our depreciation for the cost approach.
Yeah, it seems to me like if they're bringing in a heck of a lot of sales tax, they'd be exempt for something, or at least get cut up some slack on something. It seems to me, I don't know, you guys smarter than I am or so.
Well, you know, we are, as appraisers, we're not setting tax policy, but we're mandated to follow it. And, you know, the rules that we have in place now mean that everyone who owns property in Kansas has to be at market value other than agricultural land. That's a separate situation, but everyone else is at market value. And really the taxes then become a function of that assessment rate and, you know, local levels of spending at school district, city, county.
Thanks so much for that call, caller. Just got maybe about a minute left, a little bit less. Last thoughts, closing thoughts, Greg McHenry, Riley County Appraiser.
You know, I've had a lot of opportunities here, especially in the last couple of months, to talk to groups like Rotary and other groups, some of the chamber groups, about this topic. And you know, I've had a lot of people encourage me to spread the word. And I guess I would say you all need to spread the word. You know, I'm one person. But for this really to be an issue that legislators and governors and policymakers can really get a handle on and decide whether to weigh in on, they need to hear from the general public. And the people who own property are the ones most affected by it. So I would encourage people to get involved, get interested, and try to read up on it and be a part of the solution.
Very good. Riley County Appraiser Greg McHenry. Missing today's show will be on demand on our website at newsradiokman.com a little later today. Thanks so much for listening. See you tomorrow.
City of Manhattan guests tomorrow. The mayor and city manager on K-Man's In Focus. CBS News is next.